Right, it's time to look at sport and getting you out and about because even if you're blind or partially sighted, the game of golf is completely accessible to you. We're going to learn a bit about the game, about taking part, and some free taster sessions taking place as well. Sam Sloan is with us. So tell me first of all about the game of golf. I take it you play yourself.
The reason I started golf, my son needed someone to go out with when he was 10 year old. I'd never had a golf ball in my life. And he wanted someone to go around with because nobody in his primary class wanted to play golf. But he fancied trying it after seeing the Open on the telly. So he asked if I could go around with him and hit a ball. And I said, well, I can't do that. I've never played. That was 22 years ago now. My first score was, shall we say, I wish my IQ was equivalent to my first score. I'm afraid it was. I'm afraid I got down to that eventually. And my son says, Dad, that's not bad for a first time. And my friend gave me a set of clubs. And from there on in, about a year and a bit later, after lessons and joining a golf club with the help of a good professional, Alistair McLean, he taught me most of the stuff that I know nowadays. And I've been playing for Scotland for 22 years now. This is my second time as captain.
Some people may think, playing golf must be really difficult if you're blind or partially sighted. It doesn't have to be, though.
I thought I'll never be able to do this because my sight was a bit better then. I was a B3 then. I'm now a B2. My sight's deteriorated a fair bit since. But just getting out there, you really need to try it. And if you enjoy it, then all the bonus comes when you go out there and you've had your lessons and you can go out to a golf course and you get the fresh air. You've got friends. You meet a lot of new friends. Social side is brilliant. You meet people from all over the world because we have events all over the world with the International Blind Golf. And Mr. Handa, he gives a lot of money to International Blind Golf to take part, like the British Open, Italian Open, South African, American, and the World Championships. Now, Hideki Handa is his name. He's a Japanese billionaire. And he met someone in Australia who played blind golf and couldn't believe how well they played and decided to help out. And it's progressed since then. It's got big, big, big. And it's hitting more countries as we speak. Now we've got Spain involved in it. Italy's been in for a while now. Austria's been in a wee while. All these countries are now coming to the fore. Health-wise, mentally-wise, there's a lot spoken about people's mental situation these days. I'm not surprised by COVID and all the rest of it, but you can still get into the golf course, hit a ball. Even if your ball's not going in the right area, you've got a guide there to help you find it.
So you have a guide who will kind of describe the surroundings and so on and help you place your
You don't,
ball.
yeah, you don't play without a good guide. I'm very fortunate I've got three or four guides. My two sons are good golfers. They've guided me from the age of 12 year old. My wife does it as a labor of love. Now it's just a labor. But she does it, and I've got a couple of good friends that do it. Because you've got the social side with your guide as well. You're part of a team, and they're a big part of our team.
You don't have to be, aiming to play in big tournaments. You can just play for fun, I suppose, as you say, for the social side of things.
If you're competitive, by all means. I'm quite competitive myself, I must admit. I love Scotland versus England and the old Enemy Trophy and stuff like that. We've played against Ireland, and you get the World Championships and British Opens and things like that. You can go along and take part in them. And if it's not going so well, you've still got the social golf and you've got your friends and that, and you can sit and have a blether at night and a wee drink and go on about the world and how it's treating you. But you've got the serious side if you want it. But if that's not what you want, it's just good all round.
For those who perhaps, are blind or partially sighted, have never picked up a club in their life, I mean, how do you start? How can Scottish Blind Golf help?
We have a few taster sessions. We just started this because we've got a development officer called Lindsay, and Lindsay's helping us in a big way by putting out there that we're looking for new members. And if you wish to apply, if you've got sight problems, any form of sight problems, whether you're a B4 or a B1, totally blind, we're going to try and have it where you can go to a session, have a swing of the club. If you feel that you're getting somewhere and you're quite fancy carrying on, by all means, give us a shout. And we can give you something towards lessons, and we can help out that way. And your best bet is really to go to the driving range, get lessons, or go to a golf club and get lessons before you go out to the golf course. Once you do start hitting it, then it just bites you. That's what happened to me. Once I started it, you just get the bite and it's hard to stop. As well as Scottish Blind Golf Society, I play against a lot of sighted golfers and they get very annoyed when you beat them.
Sam, if people would like to find out more about Scottish Blind Golf or indeed the taster sessions, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that is go on to Blind Golf Scotland website, or you can get through there through the Scottish Blind Golf Society. If you check up their websites, they'll give you a taster information in that. We're also in cooperation with the EDGA, the European Disabled Golf Association. We're working with them now, which is a great thing, because that gives us more outlets for the golf. And they're helped by Alfred Dunhill, which we've been helped with in the past. And we get sponsorship now and again to help the finance side. It's not free, although we're very fortunate in Scotland. They've got a lot of good courses that give us courtesy of the course for one-off events.
Well, Sam, let's hope more people do pick up the clubs, take up the game, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. And it's a great life.